Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Reading Psalm 68, you can't help but hear the hoofbeats of heaven galloping across history. Stanza 1, verses 1 to 6, shows God leaving his throne room and riding on the clouds, verse 4, to rescue his fallen creation. Stanza 2, verses 7 to 10, reveals his plan to select Abraham and his descendants, the nation of Israel. With them he, quote, marched through the wilderness, verse 7, and, quote, Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, verse 8. Stanza 3, verses 11 to 14, presents the conquest of Canaan. God gives them, quote, the word, verse 11, and, quote, the Almighty scattered kings, verse 14, in taking it. Now we come to the Messianic, stanza 4, verses 15 to 18. In discussing the story from which this illustration is taken in Judges 4 and 5, we wrote, quote, Mount Tabor is a sugar loaf shape. Even today, tour buses can't get up its steep slopes. So obviously Barak and his troops were safe at the summit, as long as they stayed there. But they could only lead captive those who held Israel captive if they were willing to trust God, come down in weakness, and see the salvation of the Lord, end quote. Ephesians 4, 9 and 10 explains, quote, Now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. I believe, quote, the lower parts of the earth refers to the humbling of his birth, see Psalm 139, verse 15, not some visit to hell imagined by commentators. In Judges, a few farm boys with pitchforks were no match for Sisera's chariots, but what they didn't see was God's invisible army. Quote, The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. Psalm 68, verse 17. Just as Jesus reminded Peter, when they seemed vastly outnumbered. Matthew 26, verse 53. Let's remember that too. Hebrews 1, 14.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.